latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Monday's Manchester United headlines. United will have to break the bank and pay £130 million if they wish to sign Monaco wonder kid Kylian Mbappe. The French teenager has been a revelation for Monaco this season when firing home 19 goals in 32 matches, and United are known to be hot on the trail of his signature. Some reports have suggested that United have already touted a possible £80 million move when the transfer window opens in the summer, but that has fallen well short of Monaco's current valuation. The French outfit have said any interested party will have to smash the world transfer record by some way if they have any chance of luring the 18-year-old away. Well, Monaco have accepted that they will lose some of their talented youngsters this summer, but reports claim that Mbappe is one they want to keep hold of and they'll resist all offers. They also hope that by slapping £130 million price tag on his head, it'll be enough to scare off all interested parties. Well, Arsenal and Chelsea are also keen to bring him to the Premier League, while Real Madrid and French champions Paris Saint-Germain are also in the hunt. Incidentally, United, Chelsea and Paris Saint-Germain all sent scouts to watch Mbappe's international debut coming off the bench as a substitute in France's 3-1 World Cup qualifying win over Luxembourg at the weekend. Elsewhere, senior Old Trafford insiders claim to have absolutely no concerns that Jesse Lingard will eventually put pen to paper on a new deal. The United and England attacking midfielder opened negotiations with the Red Devils on a new four-year agreement before Christmas. The 24-year-old has 14 months left on his present deal and revealed over the weekend that talks are still ongoing, with no desire to seek a move away from the theatre of dreams. It's understood an outline agreement was put in place in January, which would see the United Academy graduate salary increased to £95,000 a week. United also want an option of an additional 12-month extension after 2021, which is believed to be one of the sticking points and reasons why things have slowed down.